Ladies and gentlemen, Life Medical Clinic, Dr. Merman, good morning, sir.
Morning. How's everybody?
Well, you know, as magnificent we can be because the world has lost its mind. But other than that, everything's good.
Well, things are improving slowly.
Yeah, they are.
The summer is here, and we are learning to deal with COVID. And, you know, we don't have that many sick people in the state as in some other states. So
no.
It's not that bad.
Dr. Merman, what would you recommend for someone who watches the news before they go to bed?
Yeah,
there's something
exactly.
They can take in the morning when they wake up that can make it all go away.
What would I recommend? There's this great book on the market. It's written by Mark Manson. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving Up. I can't say it on the radio.
A rat's ass. We'll go with rat's ass. Not giving a rat's ass. There you go. We'll go with that.
He's got a great blog, and he discusses these things as well. Mark Manson. If he puts your mind at ease.
Perfect.
Yeah, you know, people take, I mean, I have a lot of patients on cannabis, and they are doing very well in these days, and it calms them down as well. Obviously, you know, it helps people sleep and not be anxious. We've actually restarted our effort to get insomnia and anxiety be made a qualifying conditions. They are not at this point.
Right.
I mean, and obviously we think they should be because that's the first thing that improves in people when they start on medical cannabis.
Uh-huh.
So we are working with a group. That petition was submitted already twice, and I did it last year, but it was rejected both times on technicalities. So we need to provide better details or whatever. So we're working on that. And actually, we could use some help from the listeners. This is what needs to be done. We need to kind of let the government know that people want medical cannabis to be available for insomnia and anxiety, even if you don't have any other conditions. So if listeners want to do this, they can go on my website, lifemedical.us, click on medical marijuana, and there is a link there to send us an email with your testimonial, how it helped you, how, you know, you're sleeping better, even though it was prescribed possibly for something else, or just an opinion that it should be included. And then, hopefully the government will listen. We'll be submitting all of that information to them this summer. So if people can do that, that would be great.
Dr. Merman, do you think there's any way from, you know, the president on down that we could just get everybody high on THC so they'll just shut up and stop driving us nuts?
Oh, it would be so great.
Oh, my God.
That would be the day.
That would be the day, Dr. Merman.
I love it. Put it in the water in D.C., you know?
Put THC in the water. And yeah, I like that. That works for me, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, they would all sleep better.
Are your clients, do you notice that your clients are a bit more on edge now, that they might be a little ill at ease because the news is so hard to watch now?
Well, in the follow-up, people are telling me, look, they are handling it a lot better. With cannabis on board. Yeah, because in the past they would have been worried, whatever, anxious, they wouldn't be able to sleep. And now they're like, okay, well, you know, it'll blow over. And we know it will. Hopefully some good things will come out of all of this that's happening. You know, there's always a silver lining. But, I mean, obviously for now people are having a lot of stress. And in fact,
right.
This is helping.
You know? Well, it helps me immensely. I've been sleeping, even though I'm agitated every night when I go to bed, because it is my job to watch the news. I don't want to watch the news, but it's my job to do so. But thank God for THC, because I still am sleeping through the night, and I don't think I would be. As a matter of fact, I know I wouldn't be right now if it weren't for THC.
Yeah, it works very well. And actually, sometimes people are calling they want to get cannabis for insomnia or anxiety, and I tell them, look, this is not a qualifying condition, but maybe you have something else. Maybe you have PTSD. Maybe you have some chronic pain or inflammatory bowel disease or like IBS or maybe this is an autistic person and sometimes they can't sleep. And I have this 5-year-old kid in the practice who started taking cannabis, autistic. sleeping through the night. It's just amazing. She's asking for the medicine herself now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it works very well. So the list of qualifying conditions is on the same page. At medical.us, go to medical marijuana, and it's all there. It's explained. And do send me an email from there, you know, telling the government that you want that included. But also, all the conditions are there. So if somebody can't sleep or whatever or anxious and they want cannabis, check if you have any of the other conditions right now. And that will qualify you. And then whatever we give it for, it will work for the other things as well. So that's pretty good.
Now, yeah. Dr. Merman, is THC considered a pharmaceutical? Is it? How is it designated?
Well, it's a drug. There are some drugs are natural and some are synthetic. This is a natural drug that's occurring in a plant, so it's basically herbal medicine. But at the same time, it's classified as class one controlled substance, which has no medical use. So go figure, you know. People are sleeping better and everything else is better, but it has no medical use. So, that's the federal designation. So anybody who uses it is committing federal crime. So I tell people here in Minnesota, we have a great system. You know, doctors are not allowed to break federal crime, but the pharmacists are. So they are advising my patients on how to do this, how to break, federal laws. And they're doing it together, and the patients are very happy. It's amazing. It makes no sense.
No, you're absolutely right. It makes no sense whatsoever to me that, and again, I got nothing against alcohol. I don't drink alcohol, but, you know, I have a couple of drinks before you go to bed if it relaxes you or whatever. God bless you. But I just, this whole thing, is it the pharmaceutical industry and the alcohol industry that's fighting THC so hard every day?
I just don't know. I mean, I guess it would make sense because people are getting off their medications. You know, I'm seeing people getting off narcotics and benzodiazepines and stuff and just on cannabis. And cannabis is safer than alcohol. Are you kidding me? You know, how many people die from alcohol? And nobody dies from cannabis. I mean, we're working towards it. I mean, it's slow, but it's going in the right direction. Most states are getting it approved under medical, and a lot of the states are allowing it for adult use, and, slowly we're moving in the right direction. So I think the world is improving in general, you know. And, I'm just positive, optimistic, I guess.
You know, I've noticed that hanging out with you. You're just such a positive, optimistic guy. You know?
We'll need to make everybody that. You just read that book, you know? Just don't give up, and everything's fine.
We will not get it done. Dr. Merman, if somebody wants to reach out to Life Medical Clinic, how do they do that?
Either go on our website, lifemedical.us, and there's a way to send us a message. I do personally answer all messages by email. Or they can call us, and the number is on the site, and it's 952-933-8900. We'll be sure to get back to you or do whatever needs to be done at that moment.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends.
Send me a message. Yeah.
Okay, because I have a couple of friends that I want to hook you up with. They just, again, they're having a lot of trouble sleeping. These are not, big booze hounds or drug addicts or anything. So they're just good people. So I'll probably call you later on, today, tomorrow, something like that. And, cause I want you to hook up with these people. They're good people.
I think you actually have my cell phone. I don't give it to everybody, but, some people have it.
Isn't it 1-800-POT-DOC? Isn't that your phone number?
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
I should buy that.
You should get 1-800-POT-DOC. You should absolutely get that.
Yeah, I'll find out if it's available. Great idea. Thank you.
All right. I will call you soon, Dr. Merman.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, stay well, everybody.
You too, Dr. Merman. Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Dr. Merman, Life Medical Clinic, a couple of years ago, it was my wife, actually, kind of recommended I try taking THC to calm down.
Insisted?
I recommended.
Gentle nudge.
a gentle nudge in that direction. Yeah, Catherine's the one that teed that whole thing up, and I met Dr. Merman because of Catherine's efforts. And I'm telling you, seriously, if you think I get wound up now, I cannot tell you how much crabbier I'd be if I wasn't sleeping.